Hi, and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the news today again comes from the biggest food fair in the world, taking place in Cologne. The Anuga Showcase ended its five-day run last night, and Connage Highland Dairy from Nairn announced a new product, which combines their Crowdy cheese and wild salmon from the Hebridean Smokehouse. Called Brad and Gruth, the two companies are hoping to tickle the Continental's taste buds with the new combination, and both companies were attending Anuga as part of a Department of Trade and Industry initiative, which is designed to encourage smaller companies into export markets. And Europe was also high in the news as the long-awaited proposals for reform of the Common Agricultural Policy were announced yesterday. Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead responded by saying that the proposals are a fair starting point for what will be tough and protracted negotiations. The challenge will now be moving on from historical to the new area-based payments. It's widely accepted that we need to move from a regime that excludes both new entrants and calculates support payments on what farmers were doing 10 years ago. Liberal Democrat MEP George Lyon says that changing to a new system will be difficult but worthwhile in the end.
The payments will be equal between farmers. They'll all get the same payment if they're in the same region. So that's a huge change for many farmers, some who enjoyed big payments under the old system and will now see these payments decline. Others who currently have no payments under the system will see their payments being introduced for the very first time. So big change between farmers, and that I think will cause great uncertainty. Will cause great political difficulty for the minister responsible in implementing them. But at the end of the day, we'll have a fairer system of distribution throughout the country.
And I think a fairer system, which is based on encouraging farmers to produce more food, is what we all want to see. And finally today, the downturn in financial markets is causing a further rise in the price of agricultural land. Agents Strutt and Parker say that farmland is now set to rise even further as investors look for safe options for their money. Given ever-increasing demand for food and the dual impacts of climate change and pressure to produce biofuels, the prediction is probably fairly accurate. So, no pun intended, but plenty of food for thought there. And I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.